I'm John Branyon, and this is the number two devotional in America. Welcome to the Daily Deuce. When I was a little kid, I thought the word groovy was a cuss word. I also thought cool was a cuss word. I didn't hear the grown-ups in my life using either of those words, and so my childish reasoning told me that they must be bad words. I thought the F word was a cuss word, too. Now that I'm grown up, I understand that saying groovy is not cussing, though it isn't cool anymore. Turns out, I was right about the F word. That really is a cuss word, but it's okay to say it all the time. Not that many years ago in America, there were standards for public dialogue. If you wanted to say something to the rest of us, there were a few rules of decorum to follow. I remember more than once hearing one adult male say to another adult male, "Watch your mouth, there are ladies in the room." It was not cool to cuss in front of ladies. Men shielded ladies from that harsh language. Now, the ladies are saying, "F that." Equality says that women can be F-bombardiers just as good, no, wait, better than men. And they've done an excellent job of proving it. With no filters, no rules, no concern that there are children in the room, women are every bit as rude, uncouth, and vulgar as men. Increased usage of the F word in public doesn't signal positive change. It's not a good thing for civilization when language becomes uncivilized. You can tell what people think by how they speak. When you use the same word repeatedly as a verb, adjective, adverb, pronoun, and even to fill the space where you could just say, you don't sound like a thoughtful person. There are so many intriguing, util, graceful, elegant, compelling, inspiring words that you have no excuse for using the same effing one. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now, you must rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language coming from your lips. Colossians 3:6.